This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and a special edition of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with brilliant lawyer and leader in healthcare, Kayla McCann Marty. Kayla is a brilliant lawyer. We'll talk today about what trends she's watching, what she's most focused on currently, and the trends that she's thinking about in private equity and healthcare, and how they're impacting health systems and the private equity market, and a lot more. Kayla, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about where you're most focused and excited about currently?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it. Just like you said, I'm an attorney in the McGuire Woods Healthcare Group. I've been practicing primarily in healthcare transactions and healthcare regulatory issues for the past 8 years. And I've really made my niche in the business on provider-based businesses. So physician practices, specifically women's health, urology, GI, ASCs, hospitals, and other outpatient facilities. And I think that we've really crafted a specialty in navigating joint ventures between providers and acquisitions of large physician practices, including non-physician ventures into healthcare, whether it be large hospital acquisitions or private equity partnerships in the healthcare sector. And so it's great to be on with you today. And there's a couple of things that have been really interesting me in healthcare lately, both that are touching private equity and things that aren't. But one of the biggest ones is no surprise to anyone based on what's going on in the news, which is the growth of women's health businesses and fertility businesses. For a long time, that area of the healthcare market has been not focused on by a lot of investors, but it is starting to gain real traction. And at the same time, when it's gaining real traction, it also has some really challenging aspects due to different political developments. And so what we've seen among our women's health providers is they've had challenging times navigating acquisitions. The regulations are changing every day and it's become really complicated to navigate. And then we've also seen a real shortage of providers in this space while still having a significant growing need for specialists. So I think we're going to see a lot more of growth in the women's health sector, especially among maternal fetal medicine doctors and fertility physicians as women are having children later in life. And so I think some of the ancillaries around genetic testing, some of the regulations that are coming out of individual states have just made this component of the industry really interesting overnight.
In a lot of work in that area, sort of women's and maternal health and so forth, and more private equity investment in this area. And it doesn't necessarily, the investment here by private equity funds doesn't have as direct effect on hospitals and health systems unless you're a women's and children's hospital where you're very reliant on labor and delivery, but you do see more and more of the OB-GYN practices and so forth look to join these private equity roll-ups in female health. And so fascinating, as well as fertility and some of the other related areas. Kayla, I'm going to let you take it forward. You're going to discuss some of the trends you're looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I'm really excited about, and I think that private equity has been really focused in it and should continue to be focused in it, is the integration of clinical care. And a really interesting phenomenon that we've seen that clinicians cite as a reason for wanting to partner with private equity funds is the ability to make the outlay and capital investment in technology that is necessary to track outcomes, and coordinate at the same level as some of their hospital partners, payer partners are doing. And so that's been a real advantage that we've seen private equity be able to deliver on. And we've seen it happening through a lot of different areas. So things like investments in health IT and tracking of different indicators of health that then feeds back into the providers through wearables and other patient guidance products. All of those require a significant amount of capital outlay in order to hook in with the practice's infrastructure. We've also seen a lot of information and tracking going on associated with clinically integrated networks and facilitating joint contracting in furtherance of value-based care initiatives Again, this is an area that requires a lot of data by providers, especially on the physician practice side, where we've seen a real opportunity for private equity to come in and fill a void that they've been unable to be able to create on their own. And then also being in a position where we can have bundling of different services happening through surgery centers, physician practice acquisitions, and the proliferation of those relationships, and having the scale to be able to go to providers, other providers and payers, and ask for those bundles has been a really interesting development in connection with private equity.
Fantastic. And talk about, in terms of private equity interest in general, the deal volume, the busyness, how busy is private equity investing in healthcare currently? What are you seeing out there? And is it investment in platforms, an investment in bolt-on transactions? What are you seeing out there in terms of the ecosystem?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that investment is still really healthy right now, although we have seen a trend toward add-on acquisitions that are utilizing existing credit facilities, because it's no surprise to anyone, you've reported on your podcast and through your website, that debt markets are tightening for people, and the ability to go out and do the mega transaction and platform acquisitions, it's not slowing, but it is not moving as quickly as it was at the end of last year. And there's been some specialties that we've continued to see more active growth in, like I was talking about earlier, highly fragmented areas that continue to be things like dental, fertility, other GI still, anything that continues to be pretty fragmented, we are seeing a lot of activity in, because they're more able to do the smaller acquisitions on existing credit facilities. The bigger acquisitions are still happening. They're just a little more difficult than they were maybe 8 months ago, a year ago.
Got it. And from a health system perspective, you also work with a ton of health systems. What are you hearing from the health system community? What's of interest there?
Yeah, I think that the health system community has been really interested in continuing to grow their footprint and continuing to have a lot of control over their patient base. Private equity coming into healthcare has created another mammoth in some ways in some markets. So you now often have your largest health system, you have your payers, and then you also have a large physician practice that may be part of a larger platform. I think that hospitals tend to be and continue to be aggressive about acquisitions, aggressive about ancillary growth, and particularly making sure that there's that integrated system of clinical care for their patients, and they're able to utilize surgery centers in a market. They're able to have enough physicians in different specialties that can staff their specialty call coverage rotations. All of that continues to be of major, major interest.
Got it. Thank you very, very much. And Kayla, if you were looking at trends down the road, sort of health systems, you work in an area where there's a number of mega health systems, more consolidation amongst mega health systems, more activity in private equity. What do you sort of see over the next couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's going to continue to be integration among the mega health systems. I think there's going to be continued integration among healthcare private equity investments, because it's getting more difficult to stay an independent provider in the space because of the control that payers have, because of the increased amount of reporting that's going to be required to demonstrate outcomes, due to the ability to negotiate for really significant rates and stay in business and compete for associate physicians and all of the time-old challenges that independent providers have had. I think the counterbalance to that, though, and something that I've been watching really closely, is the interest by the government in consolidation by hospitals and private equity. I think the government continues to be concerned about consolidation increasing price of healthcare. And so I think that there's going to be a lot of pressure on both health systems and private equity platforms alike to demonstrate that consolidation leads to lower cost of care and or greater outcomes. We've seen a couple of things by the federal government issuing some CIDs to understand the outcomes that have happened after acquisitions by health systems and private equity funds. We've also seen a greater interest by state AGs in looking at different healthcare combinations as they come about. And then also proliferation of state laws specifically requiring reporting before combinations of healthcare entities like in Connecticut and Oregon. So I think that that's the counterbalance to the continued acquisition. So my guidance to clients and the things that I've been watching for specifically is as organizations get bigger, they need to continue to keep a real eye on demonstrating the efficiencies and demonstrating the more positive outcomes in order to stay off of a government examination of their combinations.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for joining us again on the Becker's Healthcare and Becker Private Equity Podcast. It's always very insightful, and we'll continue to see more and more of this work in the women's healthcare world, the consolidation of its private equity funds, and probably more consolidation and more activity generally by private equity funds, as well as by hospital and health system consolidation of the bigger players to try and counterbalance what's going on with some of the payers and some of the other big players. Okay, well, thank you for joining us again on the Becker's Healthcare Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.